Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Meseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Vav and Parak Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Parak Zayin Mishnah Vav is going to discuss the halachos of making a shitufei mevaos. Like we discussed previously, in order for you to carry from your various chatzeros from the courtyards into one shared alleyway, all of the courtyards have to come together, bring some sort of a food into one of the courtyards that is contributed by all of the residents from all of the courtyards. Now, this could be very annoying for every single person in every single house in every single courtyard to bring food and to contribute food to this shitufei mevaos. So our Mishnah here is going to give us a more practical way to make this happen. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad mishtatfin b'mavet, what is a practical way to make a shituf for an alley? Maneach esachavis v'omer harezu l'chol b'nei hamavoy. That one person places a barrel containing his own food in a courtyard and he declares, let this food belong to all of the residents of the alley, u'mezake lohen, he may grant ownership of the food to them. Al yidei beno ubito hagedolim, even though his adult son, even through his adult son or daughter, v'al yidei avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim, or through his Jewish slave or his maidservant, v'al yidei ishto, or through his wife, that any one of these can act as a shliach for all of the residents of the alleyway to acquire the food on their behalf by simply lifting the barrel. Now, although the people on this list are members of the original owners' household, they have the ability to acquire items for themselves. Therefore, as the bartender points out, they can remove the food from his possession and acquire it for the other residents. However, says the Mishnah, Avol eino mezaka, but he may not grant ownership to them. Lo al yidei bino ubito haketanim. He can't do it through his son who's under bar mitzvah, or his daughter who's under bat mitzvah. Velo al yidei avdo v'shivchaso haketanim, or through his non-Jewish slave or slave woman. Mipnei shiyadon ki yado, because their hand is like his hand. There's an idea in the Gemara, Mashikana Evid Kana Rabo, that when it comes to a non-Jewish slave, to an Eved Kenani or a Shivcha, so whatever they acquire, he acquires, the owner acquires. So it can't be that in this situation we're going to have these servants who are basically just an extension of the original owner, who is going to acquire it from the original owner on behalf of everyone else. It has to be someone else, like the children of the owner, like the Jewish slaves of the owner, people that have the ability, like the wife of the owner, people that have the ability to acquire things on their own. Only they can acquire things and make this shituf work on behalf of the other residents of the alleyway. Now, in order to legally transfer ownership of any item, we have to just remember that there has to be some sort of a kinyan, some sort of an act of transfer taking place. For example, the owner may tell the recipient or his shliach or his messenger to lift the item with kavana to acquire it, and then the change in ownership occurs when the recipient lifts the actual item, and thereby removing it from the original owner's possession. The original owner cannot be the shliach for the recipient, since he cannot transfer something from his possession through his own taking, as the Mishnah just outlined. Continuing now with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Now, generally speaking, one's allowed to act as a shliach for another person only with that person's express clear consent. With his shlichus, he has to give you the ability, the ability to be his messenger and for whatever you're being sent to do. However, in a situation where it's obvious that the other person would want something to be done for him, one can act on behalf of the other person even without asking him. This is the concept of zachan adam shalom befanav, that the idea that you can be mezaka something for someone, you can benefit someone in some way, even if it didn't explicitly ask you to do so. If someone gives you a gift, for example, you can acquire it for someone else, even if they didn't ask you to acquire it, but because it's a benefit for them, it's something that they're going to benefit from, and therefore you can do it even out in front of them. You can do it even without their express consent. Our Mishnah here is going to discuss how this halacha applies, though, to making a shitufei mevaos on behalf of others in a case where a courtyard opens into two mevaos, into two alleys. Now, ordinarily, A person can make a shitufim mevos on behalf of others without their express consent, since a shituf provides the residents with a clear benefit by allowing them to carry between their courtyards and the alley. Their consent can be assumed, and you don't have to get it expressly from them. However, this is only when the courtyards open into a single alley. When a courtyard opens into two alleys, like the case of our Mishnah, the residents of the courtyard have the option to join in a shituf with either one of the alleys, but not with both of the alleys. Therefore, as the Bar Tanura points out, we cannot simply assume the resident's intention, the resident's consent, in such a case, since we do not know which alley they would want to join. Says the Mishnah, Nisma it ha'ochel, in a case where the food used for the shitufim mevos of an alley becomes less, and it's no longer the amount that you're allowed to have, it's no longer, as the Mishnah specified in Mishnah Ches, as the Mishnah will specify in Mishnah Ches, we're going to see exactly how much it is. But let's say the amount that you're supposed to have for shitufim mevos is diminished, is decreased. Says the Mishnah, Mosif umezake, one may add his own food in order to replenish the amount, and he can grant ownership of it to the other residents. Vein zarach lo'odia, and he doesn't need to inform them, he doesn't have to get their consent, because the assumption is that when the shitufim mevos was originally done, they consented to join with this alley. However, says the Mishnah, nitosu alayan. However, if more residents they join, they moved in to the chatzeros, to the alleyway, and the sheet of food is insufficient for the new residents. Says the Mishnah, Mosif umezaka, then one may add his own food to reach the required amount and to grant ownership of it to the new residents. But v'tzarech lehodia, but he would need to inform them and get their consent to join them in the shitufei mevos. That since the new residents have not yet revealed which of the two alleys they wish to join, we cannot be mezaka them, we cannot simply add them to the shituf without specifically asking them which of the two alleys they would like to join as part of the shitufei mevos. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, discuss the concept of Dachalan Lushlobafan, of the concept that you have the ability to make a shituf on behalf of the entire group without actually taking food from every single person. You can simply be mezaka, you can simply allow either your son who's over bar mitzvah, or your daughter who's over bar mitzvah, or your Jewish slave, or your wife, that you can give them the food, and that person can acquire the food on behalf of everyone else, and that's how we can make the shitufim mevos, instead of every single person having to actually contribute in a physical way. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that you can't use your daughter, your son or daughter under bar mitzvah, you can't use your Eved Kanani, your non-Jewish slave, because they are an extension of their owner, of that person who's running the household, and therefore, you can't give them food to acquire on behalf of everyone else, because whatever they acquire, you acquire, so you can't give them it for that purpose, and therefore, you would have to choose someone else to acquire it on behalf of everyone else. Then the Mishnah in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah taught us that in a case where the food used for the shituf of an alley became less than the shear of shitufim mevos, so you can be mosif, you can add a little bit, you can be mezaka, you can grant ownership to everyone else, even though they're not physically there. You don't even have to tell them about it because it's a clear benefit that you're including them, re-including them in the shitufim mevos that they already consented to. However, and again, we're dealing with a situation where there are two alleyways, so it's unclear which one they would want. If it's one alleyway, then you would be able to do it regardless. But however, in a situation where there are new people that came in and we don't know which of the two alleys they want to be a part of, in that situation, in that case, we would need to inform them and to tell them that we're including them in the shidduchim mevos, let them choose which of the alleys they want to be a part of, which of the alleys they want to be able to carry into. But again, if it's a case where there's only one alley that the courtyards are going into, then certainly in that situation, we would allow the person to simply add and include them in the shitufei mevos without their express consent. Have a great day.